Ooh, you should do this whole podcast like with your southern accent.
No.
The whole thing. Fuck it. Just do it. Look at all those guys are like, oh man, I've always wanted to date like a southern girl. Give people fantasies.
I prefer not to.
Do the southern accent. Get that little twang in there. Get that little, yeah.
There's different kinds of southern accents.
Get that little,
Virginia one.
Yeah. Come here. Come here, young lady. Let me show you.
You sound like a Hodge twin when you're doing that.
I know, I can't do it. What was the one I did that one time? I did it pretty good, and you were like, no. But you were like, that's a different kind of South. That's the more ignorant
South. Yeah, there's
different.
Well, because there's like hillbilly country South.
Yeah,
there's
that's what
like
I was doing it,
Virginia South, which is like a little bit more proper.
Girl, come on over here. What is that?
You sound like a Hodge twin when you say that.
What are they, from Virginia?
Virginia, I think, yeah.
Come are they really?
Here. Come on over here, little lady.
I was just watching the Hodge Twins on Friday, and I'm like, oh, man.
It's been a while, right?
It's been a while.
I'm subscribed to them, but I haven't listened to them in a long time.
They talk about some nasty stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They're probably with some of the inspiration for this podcast. What I need to start doing is commenting on their videos with this account. That way, like, some of those viewers start checking this podcast out.
That's a good idea.
Little by little.
Should have done that.
That's actually how, like, people found out about Motivate Results. Like, the more active I was on Motivate Results, commenting on stuff, the more people that find out about it. Which, by the way...
Networking.
I suppose it's more just people figuring out what the fucking comments, the commentees are saying. But, anyways. What's up with you, dog? You haven't said shit, I think.
No.
Oh!
Where's the beat come from?
It's that techno shit. Fucking makes me want to drive fast.
That's that 2001 shit.
Yeah, man.
I don't know nothing about that. Nothing, man. It's boring week.
This coffee tastes...
I said, was your coffee good? Because mine tastes like shit.
Well, I have the sugar-free shit,
so
my shit tastes like...
That pond water over there.
It tastes like fucking toothpaste.
Toothpaste-flavored
coffee.
Wait, you got Americano?
No, I got sugar-free. I got a pump of sugar-free shit. Yeah.
Vanilla?
Yes.
You're so vanilla. Because
the cinnamon dolce or whatever the fuck it is disgusting.
You don't like that?
Not by itself. Not sugar-free. It tastes like somebody...
I'm like, that's my favorite at Starbucks.
Like, it tastes like somebody like cooked down some apples and cinnamon, and like, or if you just took a bite of one of those, like, you know, holiday fall candles and you just chewed on that, that's what it tastes like.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm more of a fan of Dunkin' coffee,
but it's I can't go with your coffee. Yeah, but I can't go with your coffee because you like Americanas and shit, and that's like just coffee espresso with water. And you like that bitter shit. I like to pretend I'm drinking coffee, but then some hardcore flavoring on it. Like at work, I'll get coffee in the morning.
Bitch boy drinks.
At work, I'll get coffee in the morning, right? I know she's talking mad shit.
Say she always hates on our coffee combinations.
And at work, they don't got this foo-foo shit. So they do, but I don't get the foo-foo shit because I'm not bawling so hard because you guys don't listen to my podcasts. So I will get regular black coffee and then add the creamer shit to it.
Which kind? Are you hazelnut or vanilla?
What do you think?
I'm going to say... hazelnut.
I am a hazelnut, but I'll do a, like, probably too much of the hazelnut, and then a little shot of caramel.
I'm a hazelnut fan. I do not like vanilla at all.
I don't mind the vanilla. It's better than the black coffee.
It's too sugary.
And already I think it's vanilla coffee that I'm drinking. It's not like creamer vanilla, but I think it has a vanilla extract in the coffee. Or maybe it's made out of, I don't know, man. All I know is it's
coffee-flavored. Look at us, coffee
connoisseurs. Right? But that shit is strong. Like, that shit keeps, like, in the morning, I'm like, this is what I need.
Damn.
You get that heart pounding.
Come on,
the most complicated thing I do is the flat whites, and I tell them to...
Flat whites are pretty good.
Put the caramel in there or the mocha in there.
What's a flat white again? You used to work at one of these mainstream chain coffee shops.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather not say. Because I honestly can't remember. It's a different, I don't know. I'm not even going to attempt to, I don't know.
And then, or I can be really difficult and just screw up everybody's concentration at Starbucks and be like, give me a caramel frappuccino, but also put mocha flavoring in there. And that really confuses them.
You're like, they're like, wait, what?
Yeah. Ex-girlfriend used to do that, confuse them completely all the time. I was like, what? Mm. How?
Yeah, I don't know, but you're like glowing patches and shit, so we see them.
It's for people that don't know what's going on. Some person just ran by.
Yeah, good healthy adults. Look, man. Jogging.
That's what you gotta be doing. You gotta be doing
cardio.
I know,
man. I gotta my fucking bum
for
leg.
For your UFC debut.
So I just start.
That's right. We gotta put that rope
up. I squatted today, dude. I squatted today for the first time. I was happy. I was like, oh, my ankle's taking this. Yeah.
How's your leg, man? I know that was a big fall you took out of that second story window.
It was good, man. It was good. The only problem, though, is that everybody's telling me that the ankle, like the ankle bone, mm-hmm. is not going to ever get back to that same size it used to be. Like, I got like a really pointy ankle bone, and all the guys at Jits, I'm going to call it Jits now because I'm a douchebag, all the guys at Jits were saying that, like...
Don't say that.
At Jits.
I don't... Just give it another name.
All the people at BJJ... Okay. That sounds worse.
That does sound worse.
All the people have jujitsu. All right, the bone's not ever gonna get super thin like this. Like it's still big. It's still like ball like.
Okay.
And they're saying it's not gonna come down. Like it'll just stay big like that. No.
Right. Good. So when you're striking somebody with that part of the bone, you got more bone.
Yeah,
it's like
man.
A club.
I like this. It's some ankylosaurus.
Now you got a big ass forehead and a big ass club foot.
Dude, that's the problem. That's why I couldn't do like MMA because. If I was trying to do it professionally, I got a big-ass target, 80, dog.
You're 80% head.
I got a big-ass target. It's like, man,
that's
you better
said.
Hope yeah. I could be like...
Damn it. I was late on that one.
Yeah, you waited way too long. There's at least a three-second rule. That's all
sorry.
You got.
I was like, a three-second
rule.
Great for a joke right there.
Yeah, you waited too long, though. See?
I know.
See? That's what 94, that's what 94 hours of podcast gives you. It gives you that quick timing.
Dang
that's
it.
What it is. It's 94 podcasts got me that quickness.
I second guess myself. I'm not very blunt, okay?
Like last week when you were like, oh, maybe that girl was screaming up a storm because I posted that as a clip of the week, by the way. I was like, when you were like, oh, maybe that girl's screaming up a storm and that she wasn't that into you. And I was like, what? Actually, Ruben started it first. He's like, what? And I was like, yeah, what? So what are you talking about? You know that? That was less than 3 seconds. That was on the ball.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta,
well,
that's how you learn.
Whatever.
94 podcasts do that to you. It gets your brain just thinking on that quick next joke, next joke, next joke. 90% of them fail, but at least you went for them. That's what life is about.
I tried, okay? But women just have this issue of trying to be blunt. That's all.
Yeah, that's right. Apparently, based on last week's podcast, seems like that's the true case.
You got any feedback for us
that's
from last
right.
week?
I do.
What'd your girl say? Did they like the extra large Magnum podcast? They like the BBC podcast?
Yeah.
The BBC podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
are you writing
now? You go home and you Google
that.
Google BBC.
We're not going to spoil it for you.
We're not going to spoil it for you.
Big black.
It could be anything.
Could be anything. You'll be pleasantly surprised or maybe not.
I don't
not,
want to watch
or maybe
that.
Not.
I don't want it. No. No, no.
That's what they all say.
And at the end of the video, it's a different story.
It's a whole different story.
Oh, jeez.
These things are terrible. No, yeah, I think what ended up happening is one of the coworkers that we were talking about last week, she definitely had some comments.
She always has comments.
She does. Well, and I even had to tell her, I'm like, because she was like, I'm going to ask him, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, girl...
I'll see
your
her
questions.
Right here in front of us.
That's my point.
Your question.
Like, she
come
always
on.
Has, like I, fucking, like, asshole, not asshole feedback. That's a bad way of saying it. But she always has, like aggressive rebuttals for our stance on shit. And it's like, hold up. You wanted two dudes' opinions on your relationship.
She doesn't like
drama.
Your opinions. She wants something that she already put in her mind.
That's the
that's
problem.
What I
that's
think,
that's
at least.
Women problems 101, though.
You guys
like,
have issues
like,
too. Come
no,
on.
No, look, I'm not saying we don't. We had this argument in the last podcast.
Well,
look for it within those 2 hours of last week's podcast. We had this discussion. I'm not disagreeing with you, but what I'm saying is that women typically want to hear specific things, and when they don't hear specific things,
we'll
they get mad.
Asking.
For example, whether it's advice, whether it's what did you do yesterday? I mean, if you don't hear the thing you want to hear, it's like, dude, I'm not believing you, and then you get angry. And then it's just like, oh, man, well, I can't win this.
I didn't get angry.
No, not you, but
I
yeah, I wasn't giving
at
you
me
advice.
Like I'm
you represent
all
her.
The women.
You represent saying. Her.
Said person had problems. I don't see her here to rebuttal. Versus,
I think Ruben's a little curious too. By the way,
well, no, she always has
Ruben's
problems. So.
She does. Well, and
Ruben's
you know,
what
I just noticed too.
The only thing I see in front of me is my phone and my water, and that's it.
You're like Jonathan's huge-ass head.
Yeah.
It's blocking out sunlight.
No, but, you know, and, like, I had a conversation with her because I think she DM'd you another thing. I just read it, like,
another one?
No, I think it was on, like, Monday.
I was going to say, I haven't gotten shit from her.
But she's, like, asking, I forget what she said, but anyways, I'm like, girl, you're asking some, like, fifth grader questions over here. Because these are questions you could ask yourself. I don't think you need a man's perspective on it.
What did she think about my response specifically about, like, if the guy was genuine, you can't be mad at him for not, like, being in love with you after 2 weeks,
well,
like 3 weeks?
Okay. So, to follow up on this, which is interesting. So, she told me that she had asked him because she told him that she loved him. I'm trying to keep the story correct. And he basically told her, like, look, I don't like you.
I don't like you.
I mean, like, I don't love you. I don't love you like that. I like you, but I don't love you. But then they did, you know.
Get sex.
Hand stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome.
They did stuff.
He pied, yeah. He pied that. They went out for a nice slice of pie.
But then he said something like, I could love you.
Wait,
and
is that pre or post pie? Because.
Post.
Because post, you say all kinds of crazy shit.
Okay, but, like, do we mean literally post? Like. You just finished the pie and you're like.
No, I think it was. It had to have been like that. I don't know. I wasn't there, but she just said they had done some.
Some pie life situations.
Yeah, they had sex and then he basically was like, well, I could love you. And I'm thinking, that's not.
That sounds rough. I could love
you. Should say.
Just like I could love that pie.
I could love. I'm like, that's a. Lovely. Guys are great.
Well, look. People shouldn't throw stones, right? Like, the reality is, like, I know more about the back end of the story, but I won't throw anybody's business out there. But long story short, it's like, what are you looking for from this dude? Like, you're looking for, like, a relationship from this dude? Like, I've said this from, like, podcast 3 and on. I'm like, look, man, as much as you want to have sex with the dude in the first date, you probably shouldn't if you're looking for a relationship. And you can, like, totally want to have sex with the dude, and you can totally be like, man, we could be responsible adults. We both agree to this. This is both something we both want. But the reality is that there's some weird shit that happens in the fucking biology in the first couple dates. And if, like, you have sex with them right away, there is an inkling of some shit in the guy's back of the guy's mind being like, all right, am I going to take this seriously or not? Or is she doing this with anybody else? And do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, mystery goes a little quiet over there. I won't read into that.
I'm looking at the
incoming drive-bys?
No. To change subject real quick. When we sat down here, there's a couple that came out. And I think they're doing some handies. I think he finished up.
Dude, oh, that was now? Like the quickest. Like
it was quick.
Well, you know, sometimes it's always good that way.
Me and Jonathan. I mean,
I'm saying, you know,
we don't want to brag, but
I don't want to be braggadocious or nothing. But you know what I'm saying? You better go get some food to go.
You better carb up.
You better get ready. You know what I'm saying? You better get ready for that marathon.
I want to put time limit on it, but you know.
It was like about
I'm
95
just saying
minutes.
That was like 20, maybe what four, three minutes, 2 minutes, give or take.
Proof is like you're looking at least 95 minutes of the best time you ever had. I mean, 90 of those I'm going down here for 90
that's
minutes.
That's a long
but
time.
But 5 minutes of that is gonna rock your world.
I like, always do cardio, like, but when I do, you're gonna know about it.
You're like the 90 is for you, the 5 is for me. The 5 is for me. That's a good percentage if you really think about it. All right, if you're giving away 90, you're giving away 90.
You're getting 5.
And you're getting 5? Come on. You pay for that kind of deal if you went to Walmart. You'd be like, 90% off? Yeah, I'll fucking take 90% off. All right, I'll pay 10% for that thing, whatever it is. Like, I'll even get excited about a 99-cent, like, twist, like a Snickers or something. I'm like, 90 cents off of that Snickers? Yeah, I'll take that Snickers for 10 cents. And I'll jump out of there skipping and shit. I'm like, I just got a Snickers for 10 cents.
Ouch. jeez.
But, you know, it's better when you get a TV for 90% off.
Sidetrack conversation. But anyways, what were you asking me?
Pie Life? What?
I don't even remember. I'm sorry.
Ooh, WRX.
ADHD over here.
We're talking about your girl being angry at me because I said that.
Yeah, but you asked me a specific question. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, the one about you can't be mad at that dude when he said you're not in love with you for barely knowing
no.
you.
No. Oh, no. You were talking about how girls, if they sleep with you within like the first like couple dates, then they kind of like, no, that wasn't it.
No, guys
no,
are like
guys. That. Guys are like that.
And there's nothing against that, like, right? Like, if you're both like very honest with each other, let's say you hit the fucking unicorn lottery, okay, and you are meet each other and you're both like very responsible. Why
that's
are you laughing?
That's
Doug?
A shirt idea. Unicorn lottery.
I'm a fucking shirt machine. But anyways, say you win the unicorn lottery, okay, and you're both super fucking mature adults, and you say, "Man, I'm really attracted to you. I'm really attracted to you too. Let's just have some sex." And you're like, "Cool, all right." You can't assume at all given times that's gonna work out, right? From both sides. Because from a guy's standpoint, you're gonna be like, "Ooh, does she do this a lot?" And then from the girl's standpoint, you're gonna be like, "Ooh, does he do this a lot?"
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But
it's
that's
not.
When you have
it's
that
not
that
a double standard.
Though.
You have that communication. You're yeah. not gonna have that communication when you first meet each other. You know what I'm saying? If you just met each other, you're not going to have that communication.
Maybe.
Now, that's assuming you won that unicorn lottery and you both are super mature adults and you can call each other up the next day and be like, "That was fun. I think we should do this again." And then maybe it'll go somewhere, right? Then maybe it'll go somewhere. But you also got to not get your hopes up. So why is your friend mad at me again?
She's not mad.
Why is she not happy with our answers, even though she asked for them?
She just thinks, I don't know.
She
was just really biased.
Well, I think
she's
looking.
She's really biased, and honestly, I think she just, I mean, guys are confusing.
Guys are not confusing. Guys are fairly simple. You guys are just, once again, I believe, putting a female filter on a male.
I think you don't even see it in a fair way. I think you're kind of not even trying to put yourself in a female perspective. Especially
it's hard
since
to do that, though, because you guys are more complex than we are. I've said it a million times. Guys are stupid and simple.
That's true.
So, I almost drank my coffee. I almost fucking lost
my coffee.
But at
the same time, you say things that we should see guys' perspectives, and then if we don't, then we're being difficult.
Because I'm not saying you're being difficult. I think it's easier to punch down than it is to punch up.
So women are smarter?
You guys are more complex. Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you guys are more complex, for sure. But it's easier. It's like saying to a man, or it's like saying to a human, "I want you to be smarter." Is a lot harder than being, "I want you to be dumb, a little dumber."
Well, I think sometimes you guys are too simple. So we think there's a bigger issue at large when, if it is what it is,
right,
and you guys say it is, then we're like, "Oh, no, it can't be this easy."
Don't you think some of that is that? Like you being like, "Well, he could be this. Oh, why? No, that can't be like that, because if it was me, I'd do this." And it's like, "Oh, well, now you're thinking like a girl again."
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my point is that it's also it's easier if you are a super highly intelligent creature, like a fucking alien, to come down and understand humans than it would be if you're a human trying to understand aliens. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
The complexities are completely different.
I gotcha.
It's easier. And that's why I'm saying
flexible. You can't even put yourself in her shoes for like 2 seconds. So the guy said,
I
don't love you. I like you. And then they have sex. And, well, I could love you. It's kind of mixed signals. That's confusing.
No. Could love you means that he sees potential there.
Confusing.
Doesn't mean like, no, you're taking could love you as maybe I love you. Could love you means there's a possibility of loving you.
That's what I was just. Didn't I say that last week? Didn't we just cover that?
I don't think we talked about that, did we?
When I was like, when you know you love, when a dude knows he loves a chick is when he can picture her in the future, and that's what he did.
Well, I don't know about that. Hold on, girl. You listening in the fucking podcast right now.
She's
don't,
all like,
yeah.
He's seen me as a bride.
Bring that down.
I'm just kidding, girl.
He is saying you could see the possibility. Doesn't mean he did it. He's there yet. So don't get all crazy on me and then make some decisions that you're going to blame me for later. He said you could. I'm saying, I'm giving this dude the benefit of the doubt because I don't know this dude. And I'm assuming that he could be a good dude, but he could also be a total asshole. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, he said he could. Now, when he said it, like if he said it, like he just rolled over after his nice pie and he said it, then that's a problem, right? But if he said it like afterwards, they went out to dinner or some shit and they're like, oh yeah, no, I could. That just means like, yeah, man, I could go for a burger. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like
that
he
makes
said,
sense.
It's not like he said, I love burgers. No, he said, I could go for a burger right about now.
Because after, you know, that whole bit, she's all like, well, I think it's time to end. Oh, this girl's funny. She cracks me up. I think she wants to end that relationship with him. And she's like, I don't know. It's kind of all over the place with her. But
is there a legitimate reason?
Well, I mean, he gives her mixed signals, and so she just was trying to figure out the best way to end. I don't know. Well, she's thrown a lot of I think she's just genuinely confused.
Right.
And
seems that way.
We, you know, women, we act upon our emotions sometimes. And if we're not feeling the dude, we're like, all right, I'm done.
There's another reason, though. Like, didn't I say this months ago where I'm like, you know, if you're looking for somebody and you're literally looking to, like, settle down, like, you probably should, like, date a bit. Like, date a bit. I'm not telling you to sleep around.
Say date a bitch.
No.
I was like, fuck.
No. I mean, like, date a bit. Like, meet people, talk to people, like, get to know people. Because the likelihood of you meeting, like, the person that fits you perfectly or whatnot, whatever that means, whether it's a polar opposite, whether it's the same, whether it's whatever, if you have same interests, whatever. The likelihood of you finding them like right away and like settling for the first person is never the best idea. Gotta date a little bit. Mm-hmm. Get to know people. Fucking see what you like. See what you don't like. Maybe you're like, man, I thought I always liked caramel. And then I had caramel. It is shit. It's disgusting. Or you could be the opposite. You'd be like, man, I thought I liked that chai tea shit. And I tried it and it was actually really good.
That's true.
You know what I mean? You don't know. Yeah. You don't know. You don't know. But
you don't know, and then if you settle for the first person, you end up in a worse
that
situation.
That leads to problems. Yeah. That leads to problems.
Yeah.
And regrets. Right? Because the reality is, 90% of people, I feel, that dated somebody for a really long time and thought, like, this was the one, and then it doesn't work out, you have, like, a lot more angst and anger about that relationship because you feel like you lost time. You guys can't see my quotations, but quote-unquote lost time. And that's a fucked up way of looking at it because technically, yeah, you weren't out there dating and meeting people, but at the same time, like, you had fun probably while you were in that relationship or you enjoyed that person or you guys had memories, maybe memories you don't want to touch upon again. Maybe it's memories you don't want to think about because it still hurts, but you still had memories. You still had, like, you know, fun times together. You can't look at it as time lost.
They help you grow as a person too.
Yeah, they help you get to know yourself specifically too, because now you're like, all right, I thought I always wanted, like, to date a chick who, like, you know, stripped only on Friday nights, but it leads to a lot of problems, man. I'm never gonna do that again. You know what I'm saying, Ruben? Right, Ruben? You know what I'm saying. Did you learn your lesson, Ruben? Huh?
I did.
Okay, I'm glad. Oh, I told you from the get-go.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a part-time stripper, dog. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. You got to try it. The opportunity arises.
I'm telling you. But anyways, so what else did your girls like the Extra Magnum podcast, the BBC podcast? 2 hours of in-your-face, extra-large action. Did they like that? Did they like that in their ear holes for 2 hours? Is that fun? Because I thought it was funny.
That's funny. No. Well, I mean, the one, because I wasn't in the office Monday, so I didn't get a full download of everything that was going on. But Tuesday, you know, I just had a couple girls come in and talk to me about it.
How many female listeners we got from your job? I thought it was just one.
Quite a bit.
Oh, it was a few of them?
Yeah.
Hi, well, ladies. Holler at your boy. And by that, I mean just say hi.
Yeah, we need numbers for statistical reasons.
I thought it was like one girl who was... Ladies, you know what? I'm tired of this shit. Why aren't you sending me relationship questions, all right? I feel like we don't have a close enough relationship for you to tell me how you fucked up last weekend. Let's be honest. And some of you guys that are married, still applies to you, by the way. Because let's be honest, I don't know of people that don't find their marriages. So what you got? What'd you do? What'd he do? Come on, talk to me. Send me a DM.
You're send like me a Dr. PM. Phil, right?
I'm like fucking Dr. Phil, except with, like, knock on wood, full set of hair right now. I'm like Dr. fucking Phil, except I cuss a lot. And I'll tell you straight up, I won't be like, your mama told you that you couldn't do this.
That's a great impersonation.
That might be the best impersonation you have.
Yeah, so anyways, there's a couple, because it started with me, and then it started with me and the other girl, and then we looped in another girl, and it just kind of,
Start bringing in the other people. Start bringing all the girls in.
Girl on girl action,
Oh, my God.
Listener action, girl listener action.
I will say, though, I do have to be careful what I say about my job, because...
Yeah, we won't bring up your job.
I suppose.
What, because your boss walked in during the Vivid Awards or what?
No, because I'm... Well, anyways, we'll talk about that later. But,
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, just don't talk about what you do, like, you know, on the weekends, stripping or...
No,
whatever.
Okay, look, here's the deal. I had mentioned that my boss touched, like, had massaged me, or, like, he'll touch me. He'll come up behind me and put his hands on my shoulders and, like, whatever. He, like, massages me. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, it's called sexual harassment.
I just kind of, like, freeze, and I'm just like, okay, what is it? But at the same time, like... He's boss, and, like, he owns this company, so...
You should be like, I gotta go. I gotta pee and just get up and go.
Well, no. Usually, I just tense up, or I'll kind of, like, scoot my chair back or, like, shift around to be like, get off.
While he's giving you a massage, that comes off weird. He's like, is she trying to squirm, or is she, like, trying to get a better...
Okay.
Anyways, we won't go there. We won't go there, because otherwise you're going to get in trouble.
But anyways, just really uncomfortable, and I wish guys would just, like, AVN leave award. Us alone. Go away.
Well, you talked about that at the gym, right? Like, yeah, some dude they like was talking to you, and then you couldn't like go.
So Thursday. I ran into somebody I used to go to high school with, and he's a douchebag. And
let me guess, he had a cutoff shirt where like all the sleeves are cut off, and it was just like a little that was like a little string down the back.
Yeah, damn. Actually,
that describes.
Dude, I've seen her gym before. It's all juice heads. I'm like, dude, there's more fucking steroids in this gym than there is in the UFC.
Damn, dude, that's a lot.
Yeah, man. I'm like, some of those dudes are like, bro, what are you getting ready for?
Okay, so back to my story.
Just going to go work at fucking Amazon warehouse? What's going on here? How big do you need to be to work there? The fuck?
So you got to move those packages, man. Sometimes the forklift's not available.
He's like, dude, that's what I see sometimes. Like, you're so over this. Sometimes I see that with, like, the UPS truck drivers. Like, they come in and they're all yoked. I'm like,
yeah,
bro. Bro, you're not pulling rogue lifting equipment off of that truck every week.
Oh, the buff.
There's always some buff yoked-ass UPS guy.
Might be, man. Gotta be. Gotta be prepared.
I guess. I'm like, all right, bro, calm down. Calm down on that fucking Dynaball.
I got a video to send you and Boski later. Remind me to do it later.
All right. Sorry,
okay, so anyway, so I'm at the gym, and I haven't seen this guy probably in like 8 years. Seven years? Since I graduated. And, anyways, so, he basically was just like, hey, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm trying to get my workout in. I mean, I caught up with him, but
What do you mean you caught up with him? Oh, like you caught up with him. I thought you meant like he went to go do his shit and then you were like, went to go catch up with him.
No. So I stopped and I talked to him only because he was best friends with my ex when I was in high school. So anyways, long story short. So he's like, what are you doing? Like, are you married? Do you have any kids? Like, you know, what do you work for? Like, what's your salary? I was like, these are some personal ass questions.
Wow, man. Yeah. What's your salary?
Ooh. Yeah.
Fuck.
So
he's like, what's your blood type?
So I just caught up with him and I was just like, okay,
what's your credit rating?
And, He invited me to get lunch after the gym, and I said, no, like, I'm just going to go home, lunch, dinner, whatever time it was. I said no. So I left, but was it Friday? I don't know. I think it was Friday.
Just pretended it was.
So it was Friday. So I go to the gym, and I get on Stairmaster to warm up, and somebody hit me in the back really hard. And then
fuck?
Yeah, he I don't know, like, why guys do this, but they, like, hit. I don't know. Anyway,
like, smacked you in your back or, like, smacked you in the ass?
No, smacked my back. What
the fuck? Some Donkey Kong shit just going off in your back and just
he
fucking like...
He, like, smacked my back. And then, like, I looked over to my right because I'm like, who would do something like that? Or I don't know. And he's like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, really? Maybe I got to talk to you again? So I take my headphone out. I'm like, what's up? He's like, oh, I just, you know, it's Friday. What do you got going on today? I'm like, whatever it was, and he just kept talking to me, and I'm like, okay, and I've got this workout, and I gotta be in and out. He's like, what are you doing afterwards? I'm like, oh my gosh. So I kind of explained to him shortly, briefly, get to the bullet points of this conversation. I put my headphone back in because I'm like, I gotta get this workout done. I didn't say that, but I'm like, oh, haha, yeah, okay. And like, you go to put the headphone in to show them like you're over the conversation. And then like, I just stared forward and he just kept fucking talking. He just kept talking. And then so finally I got mad 15 minutes in. I shut off the machine and I just left.
How long does it take you to get warmed up? That's my question.
Well, I do. 15 like, minutes in. No. I do like 40 minutes on Stairmaster.
Oh, okay. That's not
warmed
up.
And then I go and I work out.
Look, this is another reason why I'm shitty at dating, all right? Because I'm so, like, in my own head that I think every time I try to approach and talk to women, that's what's going on. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so fucking neurotic that I'm like, I'm terrible at fucking dumb conversation like that where he's like, oh, what do you got going on today? Oh, it's Friday? Yeah, you got the weekend off? What are you doing this weekend? Yeah, you want to go get a burger or
something? No, I would have appreciated if he would have just came up to me, not hit me in the back really hard, and just said, hey.
Donkey Kong slam.
He's like, hey, do you have any plans after this? No, I don't, but I made some bullshit thing up. And if I said no, that's a kind of an innuendo of like, all right, invite me. What do you want? And if he said, let's go get a coffee after this or something, then I can see yes or no. We don't have to do this little dance of like, what are you doing this weekend? Blah, blah, blah. Are you free tonight? Like, he kind of drew out or like you're drawing out the question that you want to get to.
So you're saying, another handy.
This is a spot. Dude,
this is a spot for
that
handies.
That little place, I thought that was bird shit on the ground, but apparently
it's not. Wow.
Where'd you bring us? Is this your spot?
Is this going on here? Bring back memories for you?
What's going on here?
Little,
it's like a handy park. What's going on here?
Little high school.
I mean, I did go to church over here.
Yeah. All right.
A little two on one.
I saw a video like that once.
Anyways.
Yeah, I don't like the long drawn out. It's more attractive if a guy comes up to me and was just like, hey,
you're a hot
I think
piece
you're pretty,
of ass.
And I'd like to take you out.
Damn.
Girls just don't like the.
I don't like
bush.
That
they're
bullshit.
Like,
no.
They like being directed.
Just
like
direct me. What do you want?
What do you mean, direct you?
Direct me. What
or,
do you want?
Or you
from want
to
me?
Be direct.
Be direct to me.
Okay, I gotcha.
Not
like
direct
you, like as in moving you around.
I do that sometimes too. I'm like, so what are you doing this weekend? Oh, nothing. Oh, we should go out. So you don't like that. You're like,
no. Yo. You say compliment and then give me what you want.
Interesting.
Compliment me, give me what you
see?
Want.
See, you know what that is? That's the opposite of your bullshit long game. Your what? Tiger game bullshit you got going on.
No, because it's
are you talking about the thing?
Yeah, because I don't really. And one, at the gym of all places, look, this is what I always say. If I make eye contact with you and I keep smiling at you and keep checking you out while you work out, oh, you better come like talk to me.
Damn.
Or
that's
I'll come. I'll
you,
eventually
you
come talk to you, huh?
You do that a lot in the gym?
No.
Yeah, dog. See, we just got something, didn't we?
Interesting. We're gonna put a GoPro on you.
No kidding. See what's going on.
See what's going on there. All right.
I'm giving you guys examples.
Sure. She's like, that guy's on all kinds of tests.
No.
Let me go talk to that dude.
Oh, my gosh. No, but I'm just giving you guys like, you know, but if a girl's not looking at you at all and looking down, you make eye contact, I look away because I don't want you to come talk to me.
It's right. Especially weird when you're doing that machine where your legs are open and you're pressing it down and guys are just staring at you.
Sometimes I'll just stare at a guy just to mess with him.
But see, now you're giving mixed signals. Maybe that's why the guy went over to talk to you.
No, I'm kidding. Because
you're over here like licking your lips when you're pressing your legs together.
Hey.
Really?
And he's giving you like a wink. He's like, yeah.
So anyways, No, you'll know. And honestly, if a girl's not looking at you, don't talk to her. She don't want to talk to you.
See, I'm terrible with that shit.
I'll make that contacted.
I'm great at giving other people advice, but I'm terrible with that shit.
I thought you were saying, I'm great at giving dick. I'm just great. I'm not good at...
Once again, man, what dimension are we living in here, man?
Give us an example. We can help you get advice so you can get yourself...
I got nothing. I got nothing. I'm just sitting here like... I have people watch mostly. I'm like, yeah, that dude's totally trying to get with that girl, but that girl's not interested. But I have no idea when like chicks are interested in me. I'm just doing my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn,
well, then
man.
Just never, you'll never go on dates then. You'll just have to be okay with
that. End up alone.
Dead and alone with my fucking, with my non-injuries. Not injury. Damn it, I fucked up that joke. Damn it. Damn it. Yeah, I was talking shit about 94 podcasts and being good at this. Fucking bullshit.
Interesting.
I fucked that up. My bad.
There you go, man.
I apologize to everybody.
I learned something new.
Yeah, man. In fact, that's what we're doing. But this is a test right now. We're going to go places. I'm going to have you. I'm going to point at girls. And you're going to go up to them and be like, you look great, and I'd love to take you out. What you got going on this weekend?
Or just be like, look.
How'd that work?
I go to Target.
It is already the weekend.
If I go to Target.
Tonight.
Just be like, look. Tomorrow, after I'm done with church, I'd like to take you for coffee. Mm. And then a girl will be like, oh, okay.
The kind of women Ruben wants are not the women that are going to respond to the church comment. He's looking for getaway car girls.
No, you have to be. There's also, like, you want to be confident. You don't want to just go up to a girl, be kind of weird, and kind of linger by the table and kind of like, so I think you're really pretty.
You got to be fucking
hella direct. I'm not talking about you, Ruben.
If a dude comes up to you,
advice.
He just comes up to you and is like, excuse me, you're incredibly attractive. I want to take you out. What do you got going on this weekend? That would work?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All right, Ruben, this weekend, we're going to go try some shit out.
Right, now, how direct is too direct? What if some dude is like,
those yoga pants, though.
Yeah, those yoga pants.
No, that's gross.
Damn, those yoga pants. I just
I think you guys know what I'm talking about. And just be like, look, I saw...
But some dudes are just savage like that.
Are you into that pie life?
Look.
Yeah. I just want to lick your ass. Like,
whoa!
Like that, like too much? Does that ever work on
chicks? That
might
be a bit much, dog. I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, but like, does that ever work on chicks?
No.
I'm sure it works on somebody, right?
Yeah, it has to work on
somebody,
right?
That girl's probably drunk or at the club somewhere. But it's got to work on somebody. It's got to work on one person.
Okay. Yeah.
Everything's got to work on one person.
I want to eat your ass. Let me take you out on a date.
I didn't say that. I said lick. Whoa. Whoa.
All right, Ruby.
Steps.
Whatever.
You're like baby steps here.
I think it's sexy when a guy is confident and will just come up and be direct with me. Because then I'm like, all right, where you
want
to go?
Is it extra bonus points if you're with a group of your girls and he like targeted you?
Yes.
And he went up to you and he was just like, you fucking get in my car. Let's fucking go out.
No, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, not
but,
like that. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
he pointed you out in front of your girls.
Yeah, because it makes you feel good.
And because it
makes you feel good. And that, you're just looking at the girls and being like,
is that because, as I was going to say, is that because you were like, yeah, bitches, he picked me?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Exactly. Like
you're like
that.
Peacocking now. You're like walking in shit with a strut. You're like, what's up?
Yep.
None of y'all bitches got hit on except for me.
Yep, pretty much. Exactly.
That's hilarious.
Yep, absolutely love it. So it's great.
See, dude, this is an educational fucking podcast.
That's why
we're teaching how to pick up women in this fucking podcast. And talking about pie life. It's what wouldn't you like about this podcast? Why aren't you telling your friends about this? Ladies, why aren't you telling your married husbands about this? He'll laugh at it. He'll be like, yeah, they're fucking right. Those dudes are on point. Those dudes are more on point than fucking Dr. Phil is. I'll tell you that right now. Especially that big-headed one. He's on point.
He is.
He's got a giant dome.
That's what she said.
There you go.
What?
There you go.
She talking shit? I didn't hear that. I'm about to go back on this play.
He has a giant dome. She goes, that's what she said.
Dang.
Yeah.
Quick with it.
Yes.
Oh, that brings me to my next point. Hey.
Sure.
How big is too big?
No. Wow.
I'm sorry. My mindset was on the whole, like, you know, big head thing. Sorry. Sorry, I apologize. I apologize to everybody in this podcast right now. That's not who I represent. That's not who I am, and I apologize.
What's going on?
When handies go wrong. What? Damn. It's much to squeeze a tip at the end.
No, I think she asked them to prom.
Oh, did he say yes?
I don't know.
Let's go interview them. Did she say yes? Did she say yes, bro? And he's like, no. She said no. What? That sucks, man.
She took out a piece of cardboard.
Oh, my gosh.
Is somebody dying? Do I need to step in there?
No, she asked him to prom, or he asked
her. Yeah, man, let's go interview them. Be like, hey.
Yeah, now they're dry humping or something.
My gosh. You guys are bad. So I guess the moral of the story, to kind of wrap up my gym experience, I left the gym. And I told you about it, and you're like, girls just need to be more blunt.
You should have been more blunt, right?
I mean, like, look,
you should have been like, hey,
look,
yo,
MF-er, I ain't interested.
Don't leave me alone. I'm trying to get my workout in. Or, hey, MF-er, stop trying to rub my shoulders. I'm trying to get these spreadsheets done.
I have an issue because I don't like people to think I'm coming across as a bitch. I don't like that.
But sometimes, like, if
it makes me feel
guys
bad.
Are being creepy, you need to
I
be
know.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you gotta be aggressive.
Yeah, because... it's being creepy or being thought of as a bitch is way better than a dude like kind of putting you in uncomfortable spots because mm-hmm. you're like, you know, feeling like bad about what they're doing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the gym's a little weird because there's a whole bunch of people there, so I wouldn't worry about it. But like, you know, if some dude's saying some creepy shit to you, that's a Porsche. Some creepy shit to you, you know.
Yeah, man, definitely. I second that. I'm still trying to figure out what's going on over there. But yeah, no, that's what you got to do. Bitchy is better than...
Might have.
No, bitchy is better than, like, you know, seeming, you know, weak or anything. It also goes for dudes, too.
Yeah, right? Like, what if it was the opposite for dudes? What if, like, a really aggressive chick on steroids or some shit that was just kind of aggressive?
Yeah, but...
being
guys
kind of pervy
are wired.
To a guy.
They don't care. If it's going to get them the hot commodity of a vagina, sure, why
wow.
not?
I feel like you're taking wow. that hot commodity comment a little too harshly. Like, I think I said it in a different context in the past. You're bringing it up two times now.
Well, I mean, like, you would say you would turn a girl down. Would you turn a girl down?
What's she look like, though? If she looks like...
she's like buff?
If she looks like China from WWE... yeah, I might have to say no. I'm sorry.
Really?
Because she's got more muscle mass than me. Yeah. That's
so,
a problem.
So you would be insecure if a girl is...
no, it's not
like...
about insecurity about the muscle mass. It's more about the fact that so I in my opinion, that is not a feminine body when you have more muscle mass than a male. With that
I
being
guess.
Said, a male that, you know what I'm saying, works out a little bit. Do you know what I'm saying? Versus like... like, if you were, like, a little scrawny dude that doesn't lift and then you have no muscle mass, I get that. I get that. But if it's a chick that's, like, yoked and she's got, like... what did that guy say to me?
No.
Anyways, if he's yoked, he's got, like, traps coming up at her and eating up her neck, that's a problem. I'm not trying to feel lumpy traps when I'm going to town. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to grab the neck?
I mean, you could grab on, right?
I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, babe, your triceps are so nice. You got
she's
all
like,
that,
yeah, you like that?
You got all that striations in those triceps.
No.
Even you got uncomfortable me describing that.
Yeah,
see?
That's weird.
I'm telling you, so don't be mad at me because I'm not trying to get with
well,
no China
you always,
looking chick.
You always come back to that. I
no
was trying to prove a point.
To the
I was trying to prove a point. Because you're always like, women want dad bod. But you
dude,
think
some
that's
women
bullshit.
Want the dad bod.
That's because they're insecure about their own body.
I agree with that. 100%. I've known women who like fucking like have been like, I would rather date a dude with the dad bod because a dude that's trying to work out is too fucking high maintenance.
Well,
and
I'm
like,
well, you know what? And I'm gonna kind of chirp in on that one.
Chirp, chirp,
chirp. Because they might guys that also work out sometimes they're really douchey.
Yeah,
and they're really
I don't know what
themselves.
You're talking about.
Yeah, my point exact. Thank you.
I'm like, yeah. Dude, that clip
no,
the other
and,
week
and
was fucking hilarious. And you're like, come here. And I was like, yeah, you feel that? I was laughing the whole time. Sorry, go ahead.
No, no, no.
Sorry,
fine.
Go ahead.
No.
Guys can be douchey.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
get it.
Speaking
and,
of talking about your 3 days.
Yeah, baby. I'm going to do some 3 days. Yeah.
Your 3 days?
I'm going to do 3 days. I'm going to start increasing my amount of exercise.
How?
I'm going to fit it in. That's what she said. What? Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that. You see that?
That was
less
good.
Than a second.
That was good.
That was less than a second.
So
all
how
right,
are you? How are you gonna fit it in then?
Slowly.
I'm slowly. You gotta be gentle. You can't just ram it in there.
No, are
but
you?
But according to Christian
well, because,
Grey, you can. All right. I still think that movie's a bunch of bullshit. But he just like that, and I was like, ooh, that hurt me. That hurt me. And that girl was supposedly a virgin. I was like, that hurt me. Okay, girl, I feel you on that one. Haven't seen the movie?
I don't like that movie.
Right there, Ruben?
Oh, my God. That's a deep-ass reference.
Dude, the Thundercats fucking sight beyond sight last week was a deep-ass reference. 90% of the girls that listen to this podcast were born after the Thundercats, okay? Born after the Thundercats. You were probably born like the year past. No, you were probably born. Dude, you were. The Thundercats were like, what, 84? Mm-hmm. In fact, here, I got Google. I can fucking figure this out. I got this. So guys are douchey. I'll tell you right now.
I wasn't saying that. I wanted to know how you're going to fit in three days.
Google wants to know how I'm going to fit 300. And now Google wants to know. Anyways, no. How many V300? What? Hold on. Original Thundercats air date.
Summary from Wikipedia.
1985. Thank you. Google, thank you. So if you were born after 1985, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
You know what Thundercats are?
Yes, I do.
Do you know what the sight beyond sight is?
No. Well, yeah, it's a reference, he says.
Why does he say it?
I don't know. My brother used to watch it. With their swords, and they look like cats, but they look like dudes, and they run around.
Isn't it weird?
And they meow at each other. I don't know.
Isn't it weird how Chitara totally like had her boobs exposed, but it was okay because she didn't have nipple?
Is that true?
That is true, yeah.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird?
So tell how you're going to fit your 3 days in.
Oh, I'm going to try to fit 3 days. I'm going to try to get some in before work. After work. I don't want to tell people my schedule, but after work, I'm going to try to fit a couple more in. With 3 days.
Okay.
Your boy's gonna get juiced.
UFC debut's coming.
When are you?
Let's go, baby.
What are you
Let's
working
go.
Out for? Like, are do you UFC have like a goal?
Just to get better. Just to get better. I don't like my progress thus far.
Like, is it I'm like progress like physically or like in your
no
class?
Skill wise,
like working.
Plus, it'll help my fat ass lose some weight because apparently this weight loss ain't happened quick enough, and I need to eat more. I'm getting angry.
Throw up?
No, I'm not into that. That stomach acids aren't good for your teeth.
That feather down your throat?
It erodes feather your enamel.
Feather down your tooth throat? Yeah. Jeez. First of all, where do you get a feather?
Pigeon? I don't know, man.
A pigeon feather? That's disgusting. Pigeons are gross, dog. Even if you get those pretty white ones, they're still gross.
I don't
she
know,
is
man.
So
Just
over
saying.
This.
Just saying.
Anyways. Yeah. So what else going on with you, mystery girl? What's going on with you, Ruben? You guys got any funny ass stories? Anything you want to share with the class?
No, man.
Any story?
I've just been working.
Show and tell and shit?
I've been working like a, I don't know, insert offensive comment there.
What the fuck's that mean?
Something offensive. Something about minorities, probably. I don't know.
About minorities.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got nothing. Literally been working.
Yep.
I work at 8 to like 6 almost every day.
I need a vacation.
I'm with you
I'm
on that
tired.
One.
I'm tired.
I'm working on so many projects, man, that I think I'm going to fit one in some point before my major super secret project launch. I'm planning this out.
Fitting what in?
That's what she said.
I don't think that's a good reference.
No?
That, no.
Fuck.
I'm like, no, I don't think
sometimes
that works.
Sometimes you take a L, people. You know what I'm saying? You go for that Hail Mary, and sometimes you take an L on that Hail Mary. This is it. This is me taking the L.
Mm. Yeah,
sorry.
Did.
They can't all hit. You can't always get a flying Hail Mary.
Guess
Wait,
not.
What? I'm trying to fit in a vacation before my super secret project.
Go to Japan, man.
I do want to go to Japan. But Japan's one of those, man, where I need to commit some serious time. That's a fucking, like, what, 20-hour flight?
Sure.
I'm going to go to the opposite side of the world. No, well, not really. Almost, though. Almost. So I gotta like, pack a snack. And I got to, like, pack for more than a day, you know?
That'll be good.
Yeah.
You could do it. How much is a ticket to Japan?
Honestly, I think the flight itself is like almost a grand.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's not including like the Capsule Corp hotel I got to stay in.
Man, that's expensive.
You want to go to the heart of Japan, dog? You got to drop some yen. You know what I'm saying? You got to drop some converted yen.
Yeah, we do.
Some dollar to yen bucks. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You all right, Mr. Eagle? You're getting flashbacks of your gym life or what? What's going on?
No,
what are you, getting
weird
really
about? I'm really cold outside. It's cold.
You ain't about that life.
I told you it was
cold. You ain't
about
that podcasting life, apparently. So anyways, any no stories, huh?
No, man. Boring week.
Fuck. What about you, mystery girl?
I mean, I've got stories.
What you got?
For this week or when?
Just in general. You got anything you want to talk about? Any relationship advice you want to give people? Any we already taught people how to pick up women. All right, gentlemen, I'm doing you a fucking service. And you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do a fucking ladies a service too, by the way. All right. Stop being all cryptic as shit when you're interested in a guy.
Yeah.
Like, don't be like, he's going to get the fact that I'm kind of looking at him every 2 seconds.
No, I'm not.
I'm not. Yeah, we're stupid. We're not going to notice that.
We just watch 3 hours of UFC.
Yeah.
Dudes are hitting each other.
Yeah.
Until they get knocked out.
Yeah. They see, they can taste
of the
sounds
sport
and shit.
Well,
it's to knock each other out with their hand.
Yeah.
We're not going to get your subtle hints.
Yeah, man.
It's not
go up
happening.
There and be like, look, man, I think you're attractive. If you want to do something, you let me know. See, girls can be just as direct as men. You guys just don't like it. You guys don't like being the hunters. You want to be hunted.
It goes against creation.
What?
It kind of goes against.
Not that. Really. What? If you think about female lions, they're the hunters. Yeah. The male lions just come over and
are we lions?
Just fuck them.
I didn't know we were lions.
Could be.
You could be.
Lion King.
Are you serious?
You could be that's a fucking right. female lion. You could be.
I could be Simba.
With his beautiful mane. His beautiful red mane, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She got you a jacket, apparently. Apparently, it's winter for you. I'm just saying. Fine. I'm okay with not being the aggressor, like, in the beginning. No, let me rephrase that. I understand not being the aggressor in the beginning. But also, like, make it a little bit more clear if you're interested in a dude. Don't just be like, he's going to get the fact that I've kind of been winking at him. Like, by winking, I mean I just look at him every 2 minutes and then look away when he looks at me. Like, you know what I'm talking about, too. You give me that fucking look. But you know what I'm talking about. The fact that, like, I'm like, you're looking at me. And then I turn around because I feel like something's looking at me like it's the hunting gene and shit. Like, something's going to come at me in a fucking corner. And then you look at me.
Why don't you just approach this person?
You look away and you're like, I'm not into you. I was just casually looking at that fucking piece of paper under your foot.
Well, if this is happening, why don't you just approach the person?
No, I'm not saying. What I'm saying, though, is this is how women approach things.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So my point is, why can't girls just be like, just if you're going to do your bullshit looking thing and you don't want to approach a dude, then just keep on looking. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I think it depends on the age because I'm not old enough yet, but I'm entering into a different age group where I just am like.
Late 30s.
I give. Yep. No.
You're
like,
entering age group that what?
I give no fucks anymore.
That's good.
So. Seriously.
Yeah.
But you tell my 20-year-old self, like, just stare at this dude and just keep staring at him. And like, yeah. I probably wouldn't do it.
You just did some implied shit, like you were looking at for like sweatpants outline and shit. See, that's what you gotta do if you're
depends.
A girl. If you're looking at some dude's sweatpants and you're trying to look at an outline, and then just kind of like lick your lips as you're looking at his groin.
No, why
and then,
would you
and then,
do that?
And
that's
then,
weird.
And then as the guy turns around, he's gonna know you're interested. As a guy, now we know you're interested, right? That's what we need.
That's what I'm saying. I think the older you get, and it depends on if you're getting a lot of the girls that are looking at you and giggling and like just won't even
like
talk
to
you. Or if they know you're around, they won't look at you or talk to you, acknowledge that they see you and they leave. It's probably because they're uncomfortable and they don't know what to say. So, with that being said,
as
you get older,
you
just got to cut the bullshit because if you like that person, you better get that person because somebody else is going to get that person.
Yeah. That see, this is the thing you don't get in your early, like, in the 18s. No,
but
wait,
that's what I'm saying.
Early teens.
It comes in time.
Yeah, well, you gotta not give a fuck, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's also like you're gonna miss out on an opportunity because he might not get the signal, and if you're not gonna make a clear that you're interested, then he's never gonna know, and then he's gonna walk away from the laundromat, and you're gonna be like, "Fuck, I'm not gonna see that dude again."
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's
what I'm
just
saying.
How it is.
I'm just saying you could do subtle shit too.
And this is why, like, if you guys are interested in younger people. Obviously above 18.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
Why do we both look at you? I don't know, man.
I didn't look at you, Ruben. I was looking at that.
I like to. I know you like to fucking put your hand right under the vine, hoping for that fucking fruit to drop into your hand. Just because that's you.
But if you're interested in a younger, if you're interested in a younger woman, you guys may need to aggress, not aggress them, but like
aggress them.
You guys may need to be a little bit more direct with them because they're not as experienced, or you know, they don't have enough self confidence yet.
I was gonna say that's probably a better way of phrasing it, because don't get me about experience, because there's young kids these days got probably too much experience.
There's a difference though.
No, I know what you're saying. I'm just giving you shit. I get what you're saying. But I just feel like I agree with you on many respects. I just feel like women should also be like, yo, I'm staring at you. I'm not turning away. That means maybe get a little smile. Maybe crack a little smile and shit. Don't give me like a bitter bitch face if you're staring. Get a little smile. Just guys need confirmation. We're stupid.
Yeah, but sometimes women will stare at guys because that's just, we're not even fucking paying attention to you. We're
see, once again, now you're face. Making it more complicated.
I'm
see,
not making it complicated.
What I'm talking
Look,
about.
You'll know when a girl likes you.
No, you won't. That's really? The problem. That's what we're saying.
Watch it depends on what age group they're in. What are we talking?
Just watch a UFC any age group. Fight.
Look, if they're like over, I would say like 26, they're...
Dude, I am an old-ass man, all
right? That's right.
I'm starting to get gray hairs in areas right. that I'm unaware of, all
right? That's right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right? I have never had a woman come up to me
mm-hmm.
and been like, you are attractive, or I want to blow you, or hey, we should go hang out, mm-hmm. or hey, let's get some drinks,
mm-hmm.
or like, hey, we should like drive next to each other or some shit, or hey, look, there's coffee here. Are you interested in coffee?
Because
like
you
that,
look like an asshole.
That's true.
You're
that's so true.
That is very
Damn
true.
It.
Damn. She just
that's
why
I've been
everything.
Gone wrong. Fuck.
She shut down everything.
Fuck.
I'm sorry, you do. You don't look like a nice guy. You look like an asshole.
Wait, this should be working for me. What are you talking about? This seems like women would be like, yeah, that dude's
You're
an
too
asshole.
Aggressive. Like it's too
It's because you wear the extra medium shirt, man.
That dog gotta show off these fucking kids. That's gonna be my new thing in
you
this
know,
podcast.
Now I'm thinking about it. A few of my ex girlfriends actually came to me though.
Well, fuck you then, Ruben. Why are you fucking just making me
look
bad here?
Here's the thing. Ruben, you look like an easygoing dude. So, like, if I wouldn't be afraid to approach you. For him, I'd be afraid to approach him.
Why? You think I'm going to backhand you?
Yeah.
Damn. I like how you looked at my tattoo, you just were like, yeah. Oh, man. But see, some girls like that, though, right?
Being right? backhanded in the face?
Yeah, some girls probably like that.
Don't
How hard
so.
Are we talking about, though?
I don't
what
think
if it's
so.
A soft
Have you
slap?
Ever backhanded a woman
No,
in the face?
I'm not like that. I'm not disrespectful to women like that.
Because
some
that
women
vibe.
Gotta like it.
No.
Some women.
I don't
some
think
women
so.
Like, you don't think if you're in the passions of coitus that you're not
okay,
gonna like...
Okay, if you were having
no,
sex,
no,
have you,
no.
have you backhanded?
I've never had sex.
Oh.
How are you just gonna sit here and lie in front of God like that? We're
What are you talking about, dog?
No, man.
No. I like how I just killed the podcast.
Yeah, you did.
All right. So what were we talking about? We were talking about how like women don't want to approach men.
Right? Yeah. But
I'm an asshole. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah,
I look
just,
like an asshole.
You look like an asshole.
Hey, you just proved it right there. Damn, she just killed our whole argument.
What was our argument again?
Look, if you look like
coffee's wearing off.
If you look like an easygoing kind of guy, women would probably approach you. Or at least make a conversation with you. Women will come up with the dumbest shit to talk to you. Or you can tell by social media nowadays.
How?
If girls constantly liking your stuff, commenting on your stuff, it's a good indication.
Is that?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Damn, son, you missing out on opportunities. You're looking like you're missing out on opportunities.
I mean, it's just like, why would you go through all the effort?
Well, look, I get it if, like, all of a sudden you like a picture from, like, 14 years ago and you leave a comment. Like,
that doesn't
like,
mean anything.
Like, you know, like a eggplant
heavy.
Eggplant
I
emoji.
I do that, though.
Okay, I get that. But if you're, like...
And it's always awkward when you do, yeah. like, something super old. You're like, shit. And then you got to DM them.
Like, from the 18th birthday.
So, yeah. You're like,
so
I just went
lurking.
Through your whole page. I'm sorry. I come clean. I'm like, damn it.
This came up on my feed. I swear. What?
No.
It's like 4 years old. What the fuck?
Hilarious.
That's funny. No,
I
but
swear.
I think social media can be a good indicator, too. Interesting. And if there's no reciprocation,
that's for the younger folks.
That's for people more than four followers. I need to get past that four. I need to get those five.
Old for that, man. Damn.
Apparently, you got girls coming up to you and fucking hitting on you and shit.
That's normally how it goes,
don't have
man.
That problem,
I just sit
you
there
mother.
And they fucking come up to me. They're like, "Hey, what you do?" I'm like, "You, like, homie."
You took my
that's
joke.
How we go from there.
See, dude, this is like a totally dating podcast now. Plus education.
Yeah.
There we go. Plus education and shit. So yeah, ladies, guys. All two of you, I'm here for you. I mean, I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to help you meet somebody and shit.
Yeah, we'll do that. We got it. Between the three of us, we can help you get meet somebody.
Between the three of us, we can get one of you on a date.
Yeah.
One of you. That's my goal in life now, to get one of you on a date. Just one, though.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I'm done. I'm retiring. I've been successful. 1-0. Do you know what I'm saying? You got to go out with a bang. Got to go when you're on top. What?
Literally.
Dang.
How's time?
I'm watching this dude eat the sandwich. That's probably why that dude closes his curtains, because he's like, what the fuck are these kids doing? And by kids, I mean that dude with the giant ass head. Anyways, that's it, ladies and gents. You got a big BBC handful last week, all right? Why would I be able to give you two of those? No, none of you... I have nothing to say, actually. I'm just talking shit. But anyways, you got a BBC podcast last week. If you didn't finish that one, just go back and listen to it. Share it with a friend. Or share this one with all of your single friends who need advice on dating. How about that? Because I just talked about that for an hour. And by that, I mean we. And we just talked about that for an hour. And there's at least one good tip in here on how you can go on a date and or multiple dates. Mm-hmm. And then send me a DM thanking me. All right. All our shit's down below except for Mystery Girl, because she doesn't like you stalkers. Ruben's social shit, my social shit, our new Monday's Locker Room Talk Twitter account. Check us out on iTunes like right now. Right now. We've got throwback iTunes casts or some shit on. We got throwback podcasts on. I think this is the week we talk about a lot of shit. Like, I remember the Photoshop was like us in night suits. And we're talking about apparently coffee and all kinds of other shit. And later on this week, we talk about skydiving, apparently. I don't remember it, but we did it. So that's coming up. So Thursday, throwback podcast on iTunes. Right now, throwback podcast on iTunes.
I don't remember any of that shit.
I don't either. I don't either. But we did it. We did it. I had long hair then, apparently. And go check it out. Just look up Monday's Locker Room Talk on iTunes. It's there. It's available. It's free. And you're at work right now, and you got totally the time to do this, by the way.
It's not the longest outro ever.
Just saying, dog. I'm trying to push my shit. Just wait till we get Pi Life yoga pants or Pi Life sweats. Like guy sweats, you know, those like baggy ones. You can see some outlineage. You know what I'm saying? It's a Pi Life sweats. Or maybe we'll get just some Monday's Locker Room Talk on the side of the leg.
That's too long.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's too long.
ML Monday's Locker
MLK?
Room. MLK?
MLT.
No.
MLT.
MLRT. MLRT.
Okay. MLRT.
MLRT. Monday's Locker Room Talk.
Monday.
Mic drop. That's it. Any last words, ladies and gents?
No.
Mystery Girl?
Nope.
Ruben?
No.
All right. Go listen to our other shit. Shameless plug number 4.